Okay, we'll continue in Pirkei Avot. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah He. Hillel Omer. Hillel says, now, if you've been paying attention to the order of the generations of the Tanaim from the beginning of the Masechet, then you will remember that already in Perek Aleph, we had Hillel. In fact, the last Chacham that we saw that spoke to us was Rabban Gamliel, Beno Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. He started Mishnah Bet in Perek Bet, and then he goes throughout Mishnah Gimel and Dalet. That's Rabban Gamliel, Beno Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Hillel HaZaken, is the great-grandfather of Rabban Gamliel. Are we going back in time? Because each one of the Mishnayot in Pirkei Avot was going from Rav to Talmid, to his Talmid, to his Talmid. All of a sudden we are jumping back four generations to Hillel HaZaken. And so the Pirush HaPashut here is that Rabban Gamliel, Beno Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, he's still talking. And he is saying, my great-grandfather Hillel used to say the following. You understand? So it's not just the plain Masechet that is saying Hillel Omer. That we already saw in Perek Aleph. Over here we are learning teachings of Hillel that we heard from the mouth of his great-grandson, Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Oh, and that's going to take us through Mishnah He, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Chet. So we have here four Mishnayot from Hillel that are teachings that Rabban Gamliel said in the name of his great-grandfather Hillel. What did Hillel say? In this Mishnah Rabotai, we have five separate phrases, five teachings. The first one is, Hillel Omer, Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. Do not separate yourself, do not set yourself apart from the community, from the Tzibur. Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur. And then the second statement is, Ve'al Ta'amin Be'atzmecha Ad Yom Motecha. Do not be sure of yourself until the day of your death. And then the third ma'amar from Hillel, Ve'al tadin et chavercha ad shetagi'a limkomo. Do not judge your fellow man until you have been in his position. And then we have a fourth teaching, Ve'al tomar davar she'i efshar lishmoa, she'sofo li'ishamea. Don't say about any word that it cannot possibly be heard. Nobody's going to listen to me. For in the end, it will be heard. Shesofoli Shamea. And then the fifth teaching of this Mishnah, Ve'al tomar lichshe'epane eshne. Shema lo tipane. Don't say, when I have leisure, when I have time, then I will study, then I will learn. Because you may never have time. You may never have leisure. So, Rabotai, we hear from this Mishnah, this is a packed Mishnah. We have five Ma'amarim over here. Kol echad keshe le'atzmo, each one in itself is a gem. Al tifosh min ha-tzibur, al ta'amin be'atzmecha ad yom motecha, al tadin et chavercha shetagi'a limkomo, al tomar davar she'ifshar lishmoa, she'sofo lishamea, ve'al tomar lichshe'epane shne, shema lo tipane. So it looks like five separate teachings. We could look at it as five separate teachings, but many of the Mefarshim, they learn it as all one inyan. We'll learn the Pirush of Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, Alav HaShalom. He combines the whole Mishnah talking about the inyan of Chashivut HaTzibur, the importance of being together with the community. And he explains each one of these Ma'amarim in the Mishnah connected to that yesod, that a person should be part of the tzibur. Now, obviously, the first one we understand. Al tifrosh min atzibu. So Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, I'm going to read his words in English. He says, it's not to the individual, but to the community, that Hashem entrusted the Torah as an inheritance for all the generations to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give Avraham Avinu the Torah. He didn't give Yitzchak Avinu the Torah. He waited until we became Morasha Kehilat Yaakov. We became a Kehilah. We became a nation. That's when he gave us the Torah. For this reason, every individual is bound to join forces with his community. From here we see that a person has an obligation to join together with the people, to loyally share in its tasks and obligations, so long as that community proves to be a faithful guardian and supporter of the Torah. So, al tifrosh min atzibur. A person has to feel that it's betoch ami anochi yoshavet, that I'm together with the tzibur. Yes, there is a very big importance placed on yechidiyut, on individuality, of course. Each one has to develop his own individuality. But it has to be within the context, within the framework of the tzibur. Al tifosh min hatzibur. He says, indeed, it is essential that the individual, in the discharge of his own life's task, be part of a larger community. Yes, within your own task, you have to be part of the community. Because whatever he may be able to do on his own is only short-lived. It's only in conjunction with the achievements of others that his own actions can have importance. You cannot compare, Chazal tell us, the chashivut of a mitzvah that is done biyachid to when it's done with the tzibur. That's, you know, part of the tza'al that we have at this time right now, is that we're not able yet, hopefully soon, we're not able yet to join back as a tzibur, to wear tefillin together, to wear talit together, to pray to Hashem together. Because it's not the same. Eno dome ose mitzvah barabim ke ose mitzvah biyachid. Not only that, Rabotai, our emunah becomes strengthened when we are together with the tzibur. A person has more conviction, and he gets more koach and support from the fact that he believes in Hashem together with a whole community who believes in Hashem. So, al tifrosh min atzibur, says Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. What's the connection to the next word? Ve'al ta'amin be'atzmecha ad yomotach. Don't think that you could do it alone. Al ta'amin be'atzmecha ad yomotach. Let no one, Hillel is teaching us, be so presumptuous as to believe that he is morally perfect and therefore he can think that he will never need the support of a community to guard him against weakness and error. Because a person is not immune to error as long as he breathes on earth. A person says, what do I need the tzibur? I'm mechuzak, ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema. I don't need to be mitchazek from the tzibur. I'm fine. I'm never going to change. I'm always going to be loyal. Al ta'amin be'atzmecha ad yomotach. Don't underestimate the koach of the tzibur that is necessary in our lives. It's important, right? So those are the first two statements in the Mishnah in regards to the chashivut of being part of the tzibur. What is the next statement? Ve'al tadin et chavercha ad shetagia limkomo. So says Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, likewise, let no one presume to pass judgment on others. For does he know the circumstances of his erring brother and the temptations that led him astray? And how can we know whether in similar circumstances and exposed to the same temptations, he would have been more steadfast in his devotion to duty? You see, the third ma'amar is also connected to the inyan of the tzibur. You see, to a person who lives all the time alone, who's always parash min ha-tzibur, he's always different, he's away from everyone, So you don't have to tell him, "Al tadin et chavercha shetagi al imkomo." Don't judge your friend. Which friend is he judging? He's alone all the time. He doesn't see anyone. So when a person is together with a tzibur, so now there are going to be nisyonot. A tzibur means a collection of people who are not the same as you. Everybody is different. Everybody does different things, and sometimes you're going to see someone else do something that you don't agree with, something that is not so correct to do, something that is not proper. So there is a way how to behave, how to react to how other people behave. And so the first thing, the first introductory reaction to how people behave is, don't rush to judgment. Al tadin et chavercha ad shetagi al imkomo. Remember, it could very well be that your friend made a mistake. It could be that he fell into temptation, but who said that if you were in his mekomo, who said you wouldn't do the same thing? Al tadin et chavercha ad shetagi al imkomo. Again, all part of the context of chashivut ha-tzibur. And now we come to the fourth phrase of the Mishnah. Ve'al tomar davar she'i efshar lishmoa she'sofo lishamea. Here, the translation could be misleading. You know, if I just loosely translate the words, it seems like it's saying, don't say something which is impossible to be heard, because it will be heard. That's not the pirush. You see, most of the mefarshim explain differently. Al tomar, don't say the following words. Davar she'i efshar lishmoa. Don't say, this thing, nobody's going to listen to me. Why should I bother? Adavar hazeh, i efshar she'ishmeu li. Hem lo yishmeu li. Don't say that. She'sofo li'ishamea. She'sofo li'ishamea. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch writes, this sentence has been the object of many different pirushim. He says, in his opinion, it should be understood in association with the statement preceding it. Which means, accordingly, here is the pirush. Hillel said, even if you should be the only person in your community to hold a given view. So again, within the context of a tzibur. So here you are in a tzibur. Lo parashta min hatzibur, right? Ata lo ma'amin be'atzmecha beli hatzibur. You don't trust that you can be alone. It's important to understand the chashivut of the tzibur. Ata lo danta et chavercha, you don't judge other people. But here's another problem. Sometimes you have something important to say, something worth great value to share with other people. Many times people are discouraged to share their ideas with other people because they don't trust people. They don't trust that people are going to really be impressed with what they have to say. Don't say that you will never be able to gain a hearing from the other members of the community. Don't give up on people. That's another tanai. So beautiful. It's another tanai in our hanhaga, in our behavior together with the tzibur. Trust them. Don't underestimate. Even if it looks like in the beginning they're not listening to you. As long as the view that you represent is truly right and aims only at what is good and true, don't refrain from expressing it. Continue your fight, says Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, tirelessly, for what is good and right, for years, if need be. Don't stop. Continue repeating it. Tell people what's right. In the end, provided, of course, that you have fought for your cause solely for its own sake, without ulterior and selfish motives. Of course, you are fighting l'shem shamayim. You will be heard at the end. People will listen to you. People will listen to you. You have no idea how the power of saying something in the tzibur, what power it has. Sometimes a person says a certain sentence 1 year and he only sees the effect 25 years later by the son of someone who heard what you said. The one who heard what you said, it looked like he wasn't listening to you. Not only it looked like he wasn't listening, it looked like he didn't even agree with what you said. And years later, you see that his son is affected by what you said. Because the one who heard you ultimately, after a while, realized that you were right. And so he educated his son like that. Just an example. sometimes you give a compliment to someone. Give a compliment. Let's say you are a ninth grade Rebbe in high school. All right? And you give a compliment to a boy in the ninth grade. Let's say the ninth grade took place in the year 1995. Okay? Years later, in the year 2010, that Talmid is already married, he already has little children, and he comes to the Rebbe and he says, "Do you remember what you told me in ninth grade?" And you have no idea. What is he talking about? "I don't remember." "You don't remember? You gave me such a compliment when I tried hard and I did well for the test, and you gave me such a..." You have to know, you turned me around that day. You turned my life around. You had no idea. In fact, not only you had no idea, you thought to yourself, "Bichlal ushamauti, did he even hear me? Did he even care? It didn't even look like he cared." You know, Rabotai, that happens a lot. Sometimes you say things, it looks like nobody's listening. Looks like nobody's listening, nobody cares. And then they come back to you 10 years later and they remind you of what you said. Al tomar davar she'i efshar lishmo. Don't say that davar, why should I even tell people? It's going to be heard. This is part of the context of how to behave within the tzibur, a tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And the last statement of the Mishnah, still going in the Pirush of Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, ve'al tomar l'chsheepane eshne, shema lo tipane. Don't say, "When I have time, I will learn." Maybe you won't have time. How does Rav Shimshon put this in the context of Chashivut HaTzibur? So he says, you know, there's another important thing you should remember when you deal with the Tzibur. Even as you must always maintain close ties with your community, but so too, you must remain in constant touch with the study of Torah, that source of all truth for the individual and for community alike. However great the pressures of your other issues may be, you must set aside a definite period each day for study. And never postpone your study for a period of leisure that seems more convenient. Because it may be that you will never have leisure time more convenient for study. And as a result, you will drift further and further away from the one source at which you may enrich and set right your knowledge and your attitude as regards to what is good and true. Many times, being together with the tzibur, you know, there's a lot of hita'askut b'tzorchei tzibur. You have to deal with this person, deal with that person. And that's important. Al tifrosh min tzibur. And you have to help out. But make sure that there is a time throughout the day that you set aside for learning, for your own learning. What kind of a tzibur is it going to be if it's going to be filled with yechidim that don't learn Torah? A tzibur, a kodesh, has to be a tzibur that is made of yechidim lomdei Torah. So al tomar, don't say, "You know what, let me first take care of this. When I have time, when the tzibur is not bothering me anymore, then I will learn." Al tomar l'chsheepane eshne, shema lo tipane, because it could very well never come to happen that you'll have leisure. So look at that beautiful way of weaving through the five ma'amarim of Hillel HaZaken over here that all have to do with the chashivut of the tzibur. So that's the pirush of Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. We're going to take a different approach now. We're going to go and look in the Sefer Ruach Haim of Rabbi Chaim Ivolozhin in his pirush on Pirkei Avot. He too explains all the five Ma'amarim of Hillel HaZaken in this Mishnah in one inyan. Aval kedarko b'kodesh, he explains it in the theme of chashivut limud haTorah. Rav Chaim Volozhin, the one who wrote Nefesh HaChaim, so he explains this entire Mishnah having to do with limud Torah. Now watch how he does that. So again, we might come out knowing this Mishnah by heart by the end of the night. Baruch Hashem. What's the first ma'amar? Al tifrosh min hatzibur. Right? Comes along the Ruach Haim and he says, אל תפרוש מן הציבור במילה דה אלמה, וכל שכן במילה דשמיה. Especially when it comes to holy עניינים, מצוות, תורה, אל תפרוש מן הציבור. כי בכנסייה של תלמידי חכמים, יש מהם ראויים להיות לך לרב, ויש מהם תלמיד או חבר, והרבה קיבלתי מרבותיי, ומחברי יותר מהם, ומתלמידי יותר מכולם, וכאן יש הכל. You hear what he says, Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin says, you see, if you stay learning Torah by yourself, or maximum you have your chavruta, your private chavruta that you learn, and you say, מה אני צריך את הציבור? אנחנו בשלנו, I'm learning my learning, שהם יעשו מה שהם רוצים. Oh no, says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, come, join the yeshiva, join the Bet Midrash, join the Bet HaKnesset. You know why? Because you'll be surprised to find out that in the Tzibur, there are all kinds of people. There are some people that can be your Rav, that are bigger than you in learning, so you could learn from him. There are some people that can also be your Chavel, your Chavruta in learning. There are some people that could be your Talmidim. And guess what? A person can learn different levels of Torah from all those three levels. הרבה תורה למדתי מרבותיי, famous משנה. ומחבריי יותר מהם. ומתלמידיי יותר מכולם. So if a person is going to stay alone and learn Torah, he is depriving himself of the advantage of learning Torah from all realms, from all ranks of the Tzibu. Chaval. So that's the first inyan here that has to do with Limud Torah. You can enhance your knowledge, your greatness in Torah when you are together with the Tzibur. Adraba, al tifrosh in a Tzibur. And then comes the second ma'amar, ve'al ta'amin be'atzmecha ad yom motecha. He says, don't trust yourself alone. Ki lilmod yechidi eno nachon. He says, to learn alone is not good. The Gemara talks about this a lot, right? Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit. O chavruta, o mituta, it's not good. Al tamin be'atzmecha, don't believe in the Torah that you learn by yourself. Ve'al tomar, I efshi, she'anyochi omer davar sheno agun. Don't think to yourself, no, I'm very smart, I'll never say something wrong. If I learn on my own, I'm not going to make a mistake. Oh, don't make that mistake. That's a very big mistake, to think that you can't make a mistake on your own. Adraba, what's the reason a person is supposed to learn b'chabura? Because there's all kinds of different angles of being able to see the Torah, and sometimes you're going to make a mistake, and someone who is there is going to say, you made a mistake. You have to correct yourself. You have to think otherwise. And you tell him, wow, I never thought of that. And if a person stays alone, he'll never notice those mistakes. He'll think it's possible for him to continue and to make all pirushim and chidushim on the Torah, and all of them are built on a mistaken premise. Why? Because there was no one there to correct him. Al ta'amin be'atzmecha ad yom otach. Ad yom otach means the real Talmid Chacham, till the last day of his life, he's always together with another Chacham. He's always asking for a different perspective. He never trusts himself to say, Zehu niyeti ga'on, now I became a gadol, I don't have to ask anyone. No, as great as a person becomes, he has to constantly be aware that maybe there's a different way of looking at it. Look in other sfarim, ask other talmidei chachamim, ask the talmidim, what do they think? How many times does it happen that a big rav, a big talmid chacham, corrects himself because of a kushya that a talmid katan, a small student in his class, asked him? All of a sudden he realized, whoa, kol ha-binyan hazeh shebaniti haya leklum. It was all mistaken, this whole thing that I built. Al ta'amin be'atzmecha ad yom otach. And then what's the third statement, Rabotai? The third statement is, ve'al tadin et chavercha, al tadun et chavercha ad shetagi alim komo. Do not judge your friend until you come to his place. Which means, you have to be able to get along with your chavruta, Rabotai. Al tadin et chavercha ad shetagi alim komo. Which means you have to know how to feel someone else. You're learning with someone else, right? And you see the Gemara one way, you see the Pasuk one way, or you understand the Midrash in a certain way. And comes along your friend and he shows you there's a different way. You know what happens many times when a person is selfish, when he's so involved only with the way he sees things? He begins to judge, you know why you made that mistake to look at the Midrash that way? Because of this, because of that. Al tadin et chavercha, ad shetagi al imkomo. What's tagi al imkomo? Sit and learn with him. See, how did he read? Sometimes you'll see, whoa, from the way that he reads, you made a mistake. You understood the Midrash wrong. You understood the Pasuk wrong. And then the fourth statement, ve'al tomar davar she'i efshar lishmoa, she'sofo li'ishamea. What does that mean? Otze lomar, says Rabbi Chaim, im tilmod im chaver, al tomar she'svarato hu davar she'i efshar lishmoa. Rak tedakdek, ulai sofo li'ishamea. You hear the pirush of Rabbi Chaim. Al tomar, don't say about the svara that your friend is telling you, that's davar she'i efshar lishmoa. That's part of the al tadun et chavercha. You're judging him immediately. You're saying, your svara is wrong. And you don't even give it the presence of mind or the time to focus on it. Ad shetagi al imkomo, shesofo liyishamea. If you think about what he said, sometimes you will realize, wow, he's right. I didn't think of that. You know, the Gemara in Masechet Eruvin tells us about Bet Hillel Bet Shammai. Why is it that most of the time, when you have a machloket Bet Hillel Bet Shammai, the halacha is like Bet Hillel? Why is that? So you know what the Gemara says? Because Bet Hillel were anvetanim, and they were nochim. They were people who listened to the opinion of Bet Shammai again and again. And sometimes, many times we find in the Mishnah, a Lashon, Chazru Bet Hillel lehodot kedivrei Bet Shammai. Many times we find that in the Mishnah, that Bet Hillel thought it over. They thought it over. Bet Hillel thought over what Bet Shammai said, and they realized that they were mistaken. So, according to Rabbi Chaim, the two statements "Al tadun et chavercha shetagi al imkomo" and the statement of "Al tomar davar she'iv shal ishmoa shesofo liyishamea" they go together. Don't brush away someone else's kushya, someone else's terutz, someone else's svara. It's a very big tendency, especially among Talmidei Chachamim. People who are great in Torah, they might have the Yetzer Hara to push away someone who is less than them in learning. They'll say, Mashiach right away, without really thinking about what he's saying. It's a mistake. Sometimes, take it. At first, it looks to you like a joke. Listen carefully. And you might actually reveal that he hit on a point that you missed, that you overlooked. Happens all the time, Rabotai. And what is the final words? Of course, the last ma'amar of this Mishnah definitely has to do with learning. Ve'al tomar l'chshe'epane eshne. We'll read the holy words of the Ruach Chaim. Lo tomar, don't say, listen how he explains this, Rabotai. How do we explain simply the words? Al tomar l'chshe'epane, don't say, when I have time, I will learn. Because shema lo tipane, maybe you won't have time. Rav Chaim explains it differently. He says, L'chshepane means the following. Al tomar henani ayom meluchlach bechataim umachshevot aven umabetza ki esok batora ve'atanef bechelat tumati hod yofia. Beautiful words, he says. Says Rabbi Chaim, sometimes a person uses the following excuse not to learn. He says, why should I learn Torah today? This morning I committed a sin. I did something bad. And so what? I'm going to learn Torah now, and I'm going to make the Torah tameh with my chataim. Why should I learn? I'm not ra'uy. Ach l'she'efneh, l'she'epaneh, when I will clear out, l'she'epaneh, when I clean myself, lefanot means to clean, nachon? When I will remove the chataim from me, when I will do teshuvah, l'chshe'efane derech ve'etaher l'ilmot Torah lishma, when I will be able to purify myself and to learn Torah lishma, then I will learn. Says Rabbi Chaim, don't make that mistake. Aval ze'eno, it's a big mistake. Ki limud shelo lishma u'mafteach gadol lavo lidei lishma. We mentioned this many times. Rabbi Chaim says this in the Nefesh HaChaim. Shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. Don't wait until it will become lishma. Even mitoch shelo lishma, even with your chataim, even in your so-called low state, learn. Because or else, it's inevitable that we're going to fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara. That's exactly what he wants. He wants us to be discouraged from learning. Isn't that beautiful, Rabotai, how two Geone Olam, two Tzadikim, Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch and Rab Chaim Ivolojim, Zechutam Tagen Alenu, each one explained the whole Mishnah in one Inyan, beautifully, and each one in a different. One spoke about the Chashivut Atzivu, and one spoke about the Chashivut Limud HaTorah. I have a few more nuggets to share with you on some of the lines here in the Mishnah. I have a Sefer, Ma'ayanam Shel Avot, on the statement, Ve'al tadin et chavercha ad shetagia limkomo. He says the following. Listen to this, Rabotai. He brings this from the holy Rabbi Yitzchak Mivorki, Zechuto Tagen Alenu. If you ever heard about that tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivorki, tremendous tzaddik, a tremendous Ohev Yisrael, a Talmid of the Admo Mikotsk. So he says, Al tadin et chavercha shetagi alim komo. Do not judge your friend until you come to his place. So look how he explains it. אם תראה את חברך שבא לידי ניסיון ואינו יכול לעמוד בו, תן דעתך על כך שגם אתה לא היית עומד באותו ניסיון. אם היו בך המידות הרעות שיש בחברך. Sometimes we look at someone making a mistake, or even worse, committing a sin, and we say, how did he do that? מה זה? זה מין בן אדם. איך הוא נפל בפח ככה? איך הוא נכשל בדבר כזה? How did he do such a thing? You know how we're judging the person? We're judging the person according to our heart. It could very well be that you would not do the same thing. Yeah, nachon. But you would not do the same thing because you have your heart. He has a different heart. He has different circumstances. He has different traits of character, a different personality. Stop judging other people according to your personality. Yes, it could very well be that with your personality, you would never fall into that michshol. You would never make that mistake because it's not up your alley. It's not in your direction. It's not in your makom. Aval al tadin et chavercha ad shetagia limkomo. Ad shetagia limkomo means you want to judge your friend. Judge him from his heart. What if you would have his heart? Things would be different. Then you would have done the same thing. So Rabbi Yitzchak Mivorki Alav HaShalom explains that on the Pasuk, Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. The simple meaning is, don't hate your brother in your heart. He says, Lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. Al tisna oto lefi alev shelcha. Why does he hate the one who he just saw commit avera? Because he's going according to his own heart. According to my heart, I would never do that. So how could he do that? He doesn't have your heart. He has a different heart. Lo tisnai tachicha bilvavecha. Tachshov al achicha lefi levavo. Lo lefi levavecha. And then you will see, you won't come to tisna. You won't come to hate him. You will understand him. That's the holy Rabbi Yitzchak Mivorki. Another beautiful chidush rabotai. On the words, Al tomar davar she'i efshar lishmoa she'sofo li'ishamea. Listen to this, Rabotai. He says, you're listening? You still with me, Rabotai? Once again, we didn't go into Yechavetad. I just want to finish a few words. אל תאמר דבר שאי אפשר... מה זה?
We're here.
Baruch Hashem. Thank you. I preach. I can't do without you. Thank you. So listen to this. We already saw before, אל תאמר דבר שאי אפשר לשמוע שסופו להישמע. הוא אומר, the Yalkut HaGershoni writes, כאשר רב המוכיח את קהל הדתו, many times the Rav gives תוכחה to his people, נוכח, הוא נוכח כי הוכיח על דבר אחד פעמים רבות וללא תוצאות. He realizes, he constantly gives תוכחה about something and there's no results. So what happens? He loses his hope. He stops. And he says, you know what? I'm not going to tell them anymore. Because they don't listen to me. So forget it. I'm not going to tell them. לרב אשר כזה אומר התנא, אל תאמר דבר שאי אפשר לשמוע. Don't say that. Don't say that they heard it from me many times and therefore forget it. It's not going to change. Don't say that. You know why? שסופו להישמע. הסוף יהיה שהדבר אכן יישמע. וקהל הדתך יחזרו למותם. Never give up. So part of אל תפרוש מן הציבור is never give up on the ציבור, רבותיי. Now that's a chiyuv on the Rav. Now there is a way to understand these words as a chiyuv on the lomed, on the talmid. אל לו לאדם לומר על דבר שאי אפשר לשמוע, כלומר, כי דבר מסוים קשה להבנה. Here's a new pirush. Let's repeat the words again. אל תאמר דבר שאי אפשר לשמוע. Don't say, oh, מה זה הרב הזה אומר? אני לא מבין אותו בכלל. I don't understand. הוא אומר דבר שאי אפשר לשמוע. He's saying something that it's impossible to understand. I'll never get it. I'll never get it. Never say that. That's a mistake for a Talmid to say that. Why? If you give up on yourself, you're never going to delve deeply into what the Rav says. And you're never going to understand it. You don't give yourself hope. You know what it says in the Gemara in Masechet Sotah, Rabotai? You know what it says there? En Adam Omed al Da'at Rabbo ad 40 Shana. A person does not understand the words of his Rav until 40 years. The Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. Velo natati lachem lev ladat veoznaim lishmoa ad hayom hazeh. After 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Dor HaMidbar, you finally get it. The things that I told you 40 years ago. Is machloket Rashi Tosfot in the Gemara. Does it mean 40 years from when the Rav said, or does it mean until the person is 40 years old? Ech sheyeh. It means that it takes a long time to understand what the Rav says. So imagine if a person, a Talmid, is listening to his Rav, he doesn't understand it on the first day. So imagine he gives up and says, Davar she'ifshar lishmo, I can't, I'm never going to get it. Chaval, chaval. It takes time. Sometimes it takes 40 years, Rabotai. Sometimes 40 years after you heard something, all of a sudden you're walking on the street, all of a sudden it hits you. Wow, is a mashut kavim. That's what he meant. That's what he was talking about. Al tomar davar she'ifshar lishmo, she'sofo le'ishamea. As the Gemara says, Yagati umatzati ta'amen. Lo yagati umatzati al ta'amen. To work hard sometimes. We'll end off with a piece from Arav Ovadia, Anaf Etzavot, on the words, Al tomar l'chshepane eshne, shema lo tipane. So he writes like this. Arav Ovadia writes, שאם יש לך זמן מועט פנוי מתוך התרדות שלך עליך לנצל אותו. Anytime you have spare time in middle of your occupations, in middle of your errands, take advantage. Use that time. A person who goes to work should take a sefer with him. אין דבר כזה ללכת לעבודה בלי ספר. What do you mean? You're going to work? There's going to be some time where, you know, spare time. Open up the sefer. Or let's say you have a recording of a shiur. To go to work just like that, without preparing yourself for those moments of freedom, that's reckless. So we have to always take advantage of the moments that we have. Maybe you'll say, what can I learn already in those 5-10 minutes that I have here and there? Ki kol rega mechaye adam lo yesule bepaz. We cannot weigh in gold the weight, the value of a minute of life. Kegon ha-mamtin betachanat autobus. Who's talking to us, Rabotai? Rav Ovadia. He knows what he's talking about. He says, let's say you're waiting by the bus stop. Yenatzel otam regaim, leperek mishnah, o lemizmor tehilim. Use those moments. A Jew never sits idle. Remember that. A Jew never sits idle. Yoshev Bater, Zelo Tzurat Yehudi. It's not a Tzura of a Jew. The Tzura of a Jew is always with a Sefer in his hand, or always in thought. He has nothing to do. Endavar, I have nothing to do. There's no such a thing. Endavar kaze. The word boredom for a Jew should not exist in his dictionary. I'm bored. Was it bored? Bored? How could a Jew be bored? There's so much to learn. There's so much to think about. There's so much to study about. A Jew is never bored. If he's bored, it's a big chisaron. Whether it's a little bit or it's a lot, it's valuable in the eyes of Hashem. He says, like if we take the word lev, lev is heart. Lifnehem yesh otiyot alef kaf. Before the bet there is alef, before the lamed there is kaf. That's ach only. Ve'acharehem yesh otiyot gam. After the word, the letters of lev, after lamed you have mem, after bet you have gimel. That's gam. So he says kol ach mi'ut ve'kol gam ribuy. Ach is a diminutive. Gam is an increase, right? Is more. Echad amarbe ve'echad amamit. Ha'emtza hu alev. The main thing is the heart. Bilvat she'echaven libo la'shamayim. So he ends off by bringing the words of the Pele Yoetz alav ha'shalom. Ha'gaon ba'al Pele Yoetz haya omer. Listen to this. We'll conclude with this. The Pele Yoetz used to say, Zachur ani, she'lifne 30 or 40 shana, hayiti shoel ba'ale mischar u'ba'ale chanuyot makolet, ma nishma be'inyan parnasatam? והיו משיבים בפנים צוהלות, ברוך השם, הודו לשם כי טוב. פלי יועץ says, a while ago, many years ago, he says 30, 40 years ago, I used to ask people who have a business, who have a store, how's it going? How's it going with your parnasa? They used to answer, ברוך השם, it's going well. ואילו אתה כשאני שואל בעלי מסחר, מקנה וקניין, משיבים בשפה רפה ובכובד ראש, בהנחה ובכל בוכים, שאין פרנסה. But nowadays, says the Pele Yoetz, I ask people, how is it going in your store? It's not so good, the answer. He says, what happened? Listen to this, the Pele Yoetz did research. He says, Ma tam shelev de? What happened during this time? You know what he says? He says, those times, haya lekol socher ulekol baal chanut makolet sefer chok liYisrael. Every storekeeper, every merchant had a little sefer with him, had chok liYisrael with him. ובין גברה לגברה היו פותחים את הספר ולומדים. Between customers, they would open the sefer and they would learn. So you know what happened? היה הדבר הזה רע בעיני היצר הרע. The יצר הרע is not happy with this. You're learning Torah? גם בחנות לא פסיק פומי ומגרסה? Even in the store, you don't want to stop learning? So you know what the יצר הרע did? היה ממהר לשלוח להם לקוחות, להפסיק את לימודם. He would bring more customers so that they don't have time in between customers. וכך היו נזכרים ומתפרנסים בשפע וברווח. That's why when I asked them, how are you doing? They said, ברוך השם, you don't know, we have so many customers. אך עתה, מה עושים בין גברה לגברה? פלי יועץ says, but times have changed. Now what do they do in between customers? קוראים עיתונים. They read the newspapers. Or they look into their phone to see this app, that app, this newscast, this broadcast. ומאמרים של מפרי ברית, and read other books. Rav Ovadia says, "Va'yiftach Hashem et pi ha'iton, lo ha'aton, ha'iton." Ve'ha'yetzer hara sameach ve'tov lev shikreu. Now the yetzer hara is happy. Oh, now you're wasting your time. I don't need to give you too many customers now. U'moneh et ha'lekuchot minavo b'sha'arehem. He stops the customers from coming. Ve'lachen itmata parnasa. That's why the parnasa went down. Shim en Torah en kemach. If there's no Torah, there's no kemach. There's no flower. Ubemishle, he ends off with the pasuk, Mishle perik av zayin, Al titalel biyom achar, ki lo tedam hayeled yom. He says, the Gaon Mivilna explains this pasuk, Al titalel biyom achar, Al tomar ma sheyesh li hayom me'at pnai la'asot mishteh v'simcha, e'ese le'machar. He says, don't say, what I have time now, I could do it tomorrow. Don't push it to tomorrow. Ki lo tedam hayeled yom. You have time now to learn? Use your time to learn. Time is valuable. And we should use it. We should be zocheh v'ezrat Hashem to use every moment in our life so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpi on us more and more chayim. Marbe yeshiva, marbe chayim. The one who increases his time in learning, he increases life and good health. May we hear besorot tovot. Amen ve'amen. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.